ABC Radio Australia.
We start in New Caledonia, where for the first time in 42 years, a Kanak candidate has been voted into the French National Assembly. Emmanuel Thibault won one of the two seats up for grabs in yesterday's elections, with New Caledonia's second seat won by Loyalist candidate Nicolas Metsov. It's worth remembering that the elections are taking place just 2 months after there were deadly riots in the capital, Noumea, that left 9 people dead and destroyed businesses. Those riots were sparked by moves by the French President Emmanuel Macron to change the constitution and allow French citizens living in New Caledonia to vote. Helping us to look at the results of yesterday's election is Islands business correspondent Nick McClellan. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Evan.
Now, Nick, let's start with the results from yesterday's election. Let's look at the New Caledonia's rural seat where Emmanuel Thibault contested. What was the results like there?
It was a striking victory for the candidate representing a bloc known as the Independence and Nationalist Group. Emmanuel Thibault, the son of the founder of the FLNKS Independence Coalition, won 56% of the vote in the northern part of the main island of New Caledonia. His opponent, Alcide Ponga, the president of the anti-independence party Rassemblement, won just under 44%. This is a significant shift. The independence movement hasn't been represented in the French National Assembly in Paris since 1986. So the rallying of young people to support Thibault's candidacy has paid off, and it's a major blow to the French government and to the loyalist movement in New Caledonia.
Now, Nick, let's look at the new mayor seat where Nicolas Metsov won. What was the turnout like there, and what were the numbers like in terms of that vote?
In both seats, it was very strong turnout. You know, the stakes are very high in New Caledonia. As you mentioned, there's been riots, clashes between protesters and police over recent times. Both supporters and opponents of independence rallied their supporters to go to the polls. In the capital, Noumea, Nicolas Metsov, who represents the loyalist grouping, the supporters of the French Republic, had a narrower victory. He won 52.4% of the vote. His opponent, Aimera Naisaline, won 47.5%. So the gap was much narrower than in the north. Metsov actually ran last time and was elected in 2022 in the northern constituency. But following the recent conflict, he moved to the capital, where there's a strong base of support for anti-independence candidates. Noumea, the capital, has a majority non-Kanak population. But even so, Naisaline did very well. And overall, when you put all the votes together, these have to be confirmed later today by the National Assembly, the independence movement won more than 9,300 more votes than the anti-independence parties. It's a major change.
Nick, when you look at the results, you've got the the loyalist candidate winning in Noumea, and then you've got the pro-independence candidate winning in the rural area. What does that tell you about the situation in New Caledonia in terms of votes?
I think it's really significant that there's been a political crisis over recent months. President Macron, once again, trying to force through change without getting agreement on the ground in New Caledonia between opponents and supporters of independence on the way forward, a new political statute that will set New Caledonia on a pathway after the Noumea Accord, which has governed the country for a long time. These polls show very clearly, just as I might say the protests and riots have shown, there can be no political solution in the future for New Caledonia without the indigenous Kanak people. There's also a youth vote. Thibault is 47. His alternate is a young Caldoche woman, a New Caledonian of European heritage, a 31-year-old environmentalist named Amandine Daras. These are young people, and young people came away from the barricades, recognized the historic moment. And the Thibault name carries a lot of mana. His father, assassinated in 1989, was a leader saying that New Caledonia was part of the Pacific. So this is a big thing.
Nick, what does it mean to have a Kanak member sitting in the French Assembly in terms of New Caledonia's future?
There's also a Kanak senator, pro-independence politician Robert Howie, who won the election last year in the Senate. These politicians can use the French legislature, the French Senate, as a voice for the Kanak people. And that's really crucial. President Macron has done very badly in the elections, but the big surprise is that they're still counting very early counts of votes in France as we speak. But it looks like the left-wing alliance, the New Popular Front, will be the largest bloc in the parliament. Mm-hmm. The extreme right has done much worse than opinion polls were saying. There's a level of chaos because there's no one who's got the numbers. The French Prime Minister has announced his resignation. There's a period of uncertainty ahead. And to have two Kanak representatives in Paris speaking for New Caledonians is a significant change.
Now, Nick, I know you've been, you've spent a lot of time covering New Caledonia as well as the broader French territories. What's the significance of the results to you as a reporter and somebody who's been covering this area for some time?
Well, I last interviewed Emmanuel a few years ago. I went to Tiendanit, his home village, on the anniversary of his father's death. And we talked. He's not a politician. He's a man who's been involved in cultural activities. He headed the Jean-Marie Chabal Cultural Center in Noumea. He currently works in the northern province of New Caledonia, working on cultural issues. So he's not just standard politician, and I think that's one of the reasons why he did so well, particularly amongst younger voters. New Caledonia is showing that French policy in the region needs to change. The riots and conflict that we've seen, the terrible destruction of the economy in recent months, people are looking to the region, to the Melanesian Spearhead Group, the Pacific Islands Forum, for assistance to break the impasse of discussions on the future. But I think as someone who's been visiting New Caledonia for nearly four decades, this is a time where the Kanak people and their supporters from other communities have voted strongly that there has to be a change in French policy. And it's still early days. The official results aren't yet announced, but it's clear that the winds are changing. In contrast, in French Polynesia, the two of the independence deputies in the National Assembly have lost their seats. So lots of change in the region, lots of change still to come in France, with President Macron uncertain who he'll appoint as prime minister. But as we move towards the forum meeting in Tonga, there's a place for the regional organizations, Pacific governments, Pacific society, to join the discussion about how New Caledonia integrates into its regional environment.
Nick, thank you very much for updating us on the latest out of New Caledonia and French Polynesia.
Evan, thanks for the time. Speak again.
Thank you. That was Nick McClellan. He's the correspondent for Islands Business Magazine. This is Evan Wasuka, and you're listening to Pacific Beat. This morning, it's all about New Caledonia. We've been looking at the results coming out of the second round of the French elections.
Pacific Beat.
You're listening to Pacific Beat. I'm Evan Wasuka. Thank you for your company on this Monday morning, July the 8th. Look, as we've heard earlier, it's been a historic election win for pro-independence movement in New Caledonia, with the first Kanak MP to be voted into office in 42 years. Emmanuel Jibau, the independence candidate, won the provincial seat, while Nicholas Mertzov, the loyalist candidate, won the urban New Mayor seat. New Caledonia has two seats in the French National Assembly. And for more on this, we head to New Mayor to talk to Jimmy Naona, who is a member of the FLNKS. Good morning, Jimmy.
Yes, good morning.
Jimmy, what's the reaction been like from the FLNKS following the results of the elections yesterday?
We can say it's quite a celebration. As you said, this is another historic moment in the independence movement, electing a new rep into the National Assembly, say 40 years on from our last representative, Mr. This is Roch Pigeau. So, yeah, it's quite a celebration to have one elected. We were aiming for two, but unfortunately, we couldn't take the second seat in the urban area. But we're very satisfied. It's quite an historic moment for us, yes.
And, Jimmy, and this all happened in a very peaceful and orderly day of voting, didn't it? Was that a good sign for everyone that people came out to participate in the electoral system and vote?
Yeah, definitely. It's quite a high percentage of participants. We're looking at over 60% participation in this legislative election, which historically doesn't draw that many voters. You know, it's a national election. People here locally are not very much interested in this legislative election. So in the past, we haven't reaching that high percentage of participation. It was around 40% at the most. But this time around, I think the situation, you know, over the past weeks and months, almost 2 months now, you know, this whole eruption and this whole protest around the electoral reform bill has drawn a lot of voters to cast their vote yesterday and last Sunday, and especially the youth. I think this needs to be said. There's a lot of young voters, even prime voters, who turned up to the election yesterday. So that's what makes this participation rate high. Yeah.
Now, Jimmy, why was this win important for FLNKS and the pro-independence group? Why is it important to have a member within the French National Assembly?
Well, because it's important we have a voice at the National Assembly level. We have one rep now in the Senate. Now we're aiming for two at the National Assembly, basically to have voices at the national level and to being able to advocate for our sovereignty and independence movement. But let me just say that over these past years the constituencies have been drawn such a way that the pro-independence movement is not able to have any elected members, and this has been ongoing for the last 40 years. So this is quite a historic moment again. Now, it's important we have our representative at the National Assembly, and looking at the results also in France at national level, we have a chance to being heard if we are part of a bigger group, which is, all these left-wing groups that have been also elected into the National Assembly in France.
In terms of the public and people listening in over there in New Caledonia and across the region, what's the message to them now that that FLNKS has had this significant win in the French National Assembly elections?
Well, I think what needs to be taken away from this legislative election, we've been fighting this electoral reform bill for the past month and, through peaceful protests, and then it turned into some quite violent situation over the barricades and things. And having these results in a democratic way, through the ballot box, tells that we are on the right path to our independence. We're looking at 52% in the first constituency, which is the urban constituency. There's like about I would say 4 to 5% difference between the pro-independence candidates and non-independent candidates, and in the second rural provincial constituency, we are at 57% of for independence and 42% non-independence candidate. So it's a progression of votes for the pro-independence movement, and this is almost like another referendum on independence. Held in the first round of votes last Sunday, we had about five more candidates. But out of that first round, it just came to two. So we're back to the two blocks, pro-independence and anti-independence. So it's almost like a referendum, you know. So the result that we have today, out of the second round yesterday, is almost the same as we had in the second referendum in 2020. So if we had another referendum independence tomorrow, we are pretty confident that with this number we are winning the referendum. So I think that's what needs to be taken away from this legislative election, is that, you know, the pro-independence movement is progressing, and not only within the Kanak population but also within other communities, that, you know, the way to independence is irreversible, and, you know, we have to do with that. If we have to resume political talks for a new political agreement after the Nouméa Accord, this needs to set a clear pathway towards another referendum on independence in the next 5 or 10 years. So that's what needs to be taken away from this election.
Is that something that the FLNKS will be pushing for another referendum, given the current situation?
Yeah, definitely. This is what we've been pushing through the political talks that came to a halt when the Macron government took side with anti-independence groups here and also, you know, derailed the talks by putting this electoral reform bill through National Assembly and Parliament. So if we go back, we've been calling to resume the talks. So, you know, past this election now, if we go back to the negotiation table, this is our roadmap, you know, for negotiation.
Mm. And Jimmy, just what's the situation like there in New Caledonia right now? And how do you think, will this result help to calm things down, or will it heighten the situation in terms of security, that is?
Yes, definitely. No, I think this will help, you know, appease the situation. Yesterday, people were going around voting, you know, in a very peaceful, environment. You know, those who were on the roadblocks went to vote, to cast their vote, and came back and just, you know, kept, you know, stayed on the roadblocks. But in some parts of the Nouméa and suburban areas, yeah, there's still some difficulty to access some polling booths, but overall, you know, people were, you know, going around voting, you know, very calm situation. So I think with this result, definitely it will help appease the situation.
Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us this morning to update us on your thoughts and reactions to this historical election win.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
And that was Jimmy Naona. He is a member of the FLNKS, and he was joining us from Nouméa.